We're going to continue our conversation now on the Healthy Marriage Initiative with Pamela Smock. She specializes in the study of family at the University of Michigan. Professor Smock joins us by phone from her home in Ann Arbor. Welcome to the program. Thanks for speaking with us.
I'm delighted to be here.
Now, I understand that you don't consider yourself an opponent of the Healthy Marriage Initiative, but you do have concerns that the program may be oversold as a solution to poverty. Is that about right?
That's absolutely correct. I'm not at all an opponent of the program. I am concerned that it will only affect a small piece or small portion of the population.
Okay. Well, is that so is your main concern not that the concept of focusing on marriage per se is wrong-headed, but that the reach is likely to be so limited it's going to have minimal impact?
That's one concern. And the second concern is that we know from scores of scientific studies that part of getting married and staying married and having a low-conflict, happy, healthy marriage has a lot to do with economic well-being.
But given Diane Dawson's point earlier that couples and rather that children in single-family-headed households, particularly households headed by single women, are more likely to be poor, more likely to have sort of difficulties in education, all of that. I mean, wouldn't that suggest that finding partners for these women would, in fact, offer at least some relief to these issues?
Maybe we could say some relief, but studies are showing that the men these women would marry often have very low incomes, along with perhaps other issues that the women consider barriers to marriage, such as substance abuse problems and issues like that. So are the men that the women are with or having children with, are they, quote-unquote, marriageable? And so the extent to which the marriages that would be formed would have a strong economic basis, would have the interpersonal resources to be healthy marriages, is questionable. And studies also show that economic distress, wherever it comes along in a marriage, has important effects on marital quality and increases divorce proneness and the likelihood of divorce.
What about the concern, particularly as Diane Dawson pointed out, in the Black community about the absence of fathers in the home having serious negative consequences for kids down the line? Is that urgent enough to require or to compel a governmental solution?
This is urgent, and I agree completely with her about this being a public health issue. But I think that we need a multi-pronged approach. And I also would point out that studies also show that a child does better on average if he or she is raised in a single-parent family, for example, rather than a married couple family that has high levels of conflict.
What do you think is a better use of resources if the goal is to offer a healthier environment for kids? What do you think the best use of resources would be, in your opinion?
I think that this is one approach, and I think that it needs to be, and I think there are some plans to try to combine these with employment services and other kinds of services having to do with domestic violence and substance abuse that need to be working in concert with these families. And I'd also suggest that the earned income tax credit could be expanded and essentially lifting the floor for those who are working, even if they're in low-paying jobs.
Do you, given that your area of research is the family and marriage and gender and all of these sort of issues, why do you think that marriage is on the decline in the United States?
That is a complex question, and there's a debate about whether it is on the decline. It is on the decline if you look at just basic indicators, like people are getting married later and divorce remains at a pretty high level. But it isn't on the decline if you actually talk to people who are, say, living together or aren't married or have children and aren't married. And what seems to be happening is that the meaning of marriage has changed. Nowadays, people want to marry when they feel that they have reached a certain kind of economic status, when they, you know, have the credit rating for a mortgage on a home, when they have a sense of economic stability. So I think one thing that's going on that's in our all of our subconsciousness is that we realize that the economy is uncertain, and the proliferation of jobs, many of them are low-paying, and health benefits may not be offered.
Okay.
And with that, in our surroundings, in our social context, we don't necessarily see an upward trajectory economically like a prior generation did during the baby boom and until the 70s.
I see. Oh, you're right. It is complicated. I appreciate that. Okay. Pamela Smock is a research professor at the Population Studies Center at the University of Michigan. She joined us by phone from her home in Ann Arbor. Professor Smock, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're so welcome.